Round two. Speaking of Christian McCaffrey, he goes. He goes after. And remember, this is a snake. So this right here is a team Tebow's before Hoes.
So he took DeMarco Murray last pick of the first round, and so now we're going into the second round. And
opens
he's coming
it up
back
with another running back.
Yeah. So
he's
boom,
got
boom.
His two running backs, RB1, RB2. That's Tebow's before Hoes. That's Ivy.
I like it.
Cedar Will, aka Frank. 1/3 of balls deep. ADD motherfucker. Mike Evans. Remember, he closed out the first round with Mike Evans, and then he came back around. Second pick of the second round, Marshawn Lynch. He took that risk. I mean, I guess I would have too. Now we can dive into Frank's head real quick. Oh, his keeper was the Baltimore kicker, Justin Tucker. And see, this is one example of sometimes you might not have a stud keeper. And
yeah, I just purely lucked out.
Yeah, it's just shit of the luck. But you know what? I can't feel sorry for you because you have the whole season to, you know, pick up a free agent, someone here that's going to explode.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like a sprinkle on top. It's not, don't expect your keeper to be your team.
But I believe we do reward like 7 points for a 50-yard field goal. So maybe that's why he has Tucker, because, yeah, he's the number one kicker.
He's good.
And he knows Ruben will be trying to trade for him, them UT fanboys. Anyways, let's get back to the draft. So the second round opens Christian McCaffrey, Marshawn Lynch, two running backs again off the board. When are the receivers going to go? Next four picks, Dez Bryant, Dallas, A.J. Green, Cincinnati, Jordy Nelson, Green Bay, Amari Cooper, Oakland. All receivers. First tight end goes Mardini. Always gets to the championship and that's it. Rob Gronkowski. What you think about that?
Someone had to do it, right?
But like,
man. Second round, yeah. I mean, as long as he's healthy, it'll be a good pick, right? He's
going to
get plenty of touches, regardless of how many people they sign. They're still going to feed Gronk, but, you know.
Missed a tight end, and like I said, I call this a lazy pick. I ain't gonna say lazy, but when you get in the first or second round, that's pretty much you're saying, man, I do not want to have to worry about this fucking position all season. But shit, I just think that's too high, man. Second round, and I've done it 1 year before. I've picked Gronk.
There's good tight ends in later round.
Yeah, exactly. Like you can get a stud tight end just two rounds later in the fourth fit. You know. Anyways,
is the wide receiver position limited, small? Because when you're going for wide receiver, what are you looking for in a wide receiver?
I mean, I guess you want the wide receiver one tag. You know, you want to make sure it's the top option on that offense.
When red zone guy.
Yeah. Or, yes.
Or that, red zone guy.
Red zone guy. Nah, for sure. Our league PPR, you know, that's how we can get a couple more people involved. You know, Edelman gets a little more stock. Some of these other running backs, scat backs, you know, these catch and run space guys, they get a little more
McCaffrey.
Stock. Yes, McCaffrey. I'm talking about even older dudes. Go down the line like Darren Sproles.
Danny Woodhead.
Jamal Charles might have a little life left. Woodhead,
that's
great example. You know, but back to, you know, Gronk, like, I would at round three, I'll pick a tight end if I really like one. But one and two, absolutely not. That's the first half of the round, though. So we went four receivers, two running backs.
And I wanted, I was the one who went Dez Bryant there. I took him. I wanted another running back, but he just kind of was like in my face, just kind of like you said. I mean, at least I got to the second round.
Yeah, exactly. You at least, yeah. I like Dez.
I got him mainly because, I mean, obviously he is the red zone target. He is the number one. And then with the running back suspension, I would imagine he gets targeted a little bit more. You hope they put more on Dak.
And I had Amari Cooper, so.
Okay,
I was always a fan of Crabtree, but anyways, the last half of the draft, it ended with the three more receivers, our first quarterback taken, and another running back. So after Gronkowski, we had Alshon Jeffrey, DeAndre Hopkins, T.Y. Hilton, then Aaron Rodgers, ended the round two with Todd Gurley.
Yeah, man. It's funny because Todd Gurley had a really good rookie season. I took him in another round, another league, really high last season. Did very poorly. Is his third season? Fourth season? I don't know.
Gurley, this will be his third, I believe.
Yeah. G- good rookie, terrible second. Don't know what this year's going to be.
Oh, shoot. I don't know. Is it going to be? Yeah, I am tripping.
All right, always.
Let's see here. Set up. No. This is his third year.
Okay, cool. All right. So that was round two.
I apologize. No, last year was his rookie year.
Todd Gurley? No.
I don't know. Anyways.
We're not credible. So
round three.